The more of ourselves that we can use in our learning, the more we're likely to be able to take it in. So most of my workshops now have some kind of experiential component. And so this one is also along that line. So before I get too far, I just want to know who, oh, and one more thing I have to say. So I am immersed in a lifestyle, a way of life that has to do with releasing whatever is held in the body. So today, before I came here, I was doing meditation, and my partner came and pushed a lot on my shoulders so that I would be down more in my body. Well, the result of it was that there's probably not a lot in my head, so I hope that what I'm going to present makes some sense. So the people that are here today, how many of you are mental health clinicians of some sort? Okay, all right. And how many of you are other than that? All right, a good group. How many of the people who are here do some kind of work where they work with people's, with somebody else's bodies in some way? Okay, a few, yep. Let's see, how many of you have been to the whole series or more than one of these? Oh, okay, all right, so that's a tough act to follow. And let's see here, how many of you know, how many of you do not know someone else in this room? Yeah, a few people, okay. All right, and I wanted to know that because, you know, in order, so whenever I would go to something that said it was going to be experiential, I'd look a lot forward to it, and I also be really scared because it requires something to participate. So, but what we're going to do today is not hard, and you'll be able to work with yourself, so I hope it'll be all right. So I wanted to tell you a little bit about myself. I graduated from the Jung Institute as an analyst about 3.5 years ago. And after I finished graduating, I was sitting at my desk one day and I thought, okay, what's the next frontier for my learning as a human being and as a therapist and an analyst? And all of a sudden, the words came into my head, the body. Okay, the body. You know, most of my life I'd lived in my head, and I don't think I'd ever felt the ground. I mean, I sort of lived a couple of inches above the ground. And so about that time, an analyst friend told me about a person that she'd seen for body work who, she said, helped women get in touch with their rage. So that appealed to me greatly. And since then, it's just been an exploration. So it's I've kind of been a living lab. My own work, I've trained for over 3 years in doing an intense form of body work on other people and using the body work to penetrate into the tissues of human beings to see what kinds of things happen. And I have seen in that experience that huge changes can occur and a lot can be let go. And that's what I'm hoping that we can be about today. So this workshop is, even though there's a lot of clinicians here, it's not a professional training per se. It's more for your own experience. It's not psychotherapy, in case anybody thought they might get some of that. And it's not particularly a lecture. What it is I'm going to give a little talk. My talk is going to hopefully situate what we're talking about in a psychodynamic, psychoanalytic, and psychotherapeutic context, because I think that's important. We're going to learn a couple of techniques for just being in your body and with yourself. And also, I think anytime we talk about the body, we're also bringing more of the feminine principle into our being. So so in this workshop, we're going to be moving more along the lines of the feminine and Eros, and maybe trying to balance some of where we've been in our lives. And my goal in this workshop is hopefully you'll find something useful, and we're going to hopefully allow you to increase your kinesthetic awareness and have access to releasing some tension or emotions that you're holding in your body.